Welcome to our service of morning prayer this second Sunday of Advent. It's been fantastic to be with you all for the last 2 weeks and also 2 weeks in October. I've had such a wonderful experience and I want to thank you all for welcoming me. I just feel such a part of your community and this unified churches all across Tiverton, and I'm going to miss you greatly. So I hope you don't mind me dropping in perhaps on Wednesday midweek coffee to just be with you, and I hope to join you again in the future. We had our last Bible study of the year, I believe. That was on Wednesday evening, but we continue to meet for on Wednesdays for midweek coffee. And is there any other notices you would like to give today, Steph and Robert?
Yes, I don't know if the telephoners will be able to hear me, but
I'll pass that on.
Justin, I would like to say a great thank you to you for what you've done with us and for us. And you've been such a blessing. And you're right, we're not going to see the last of you today. We're going to have you back whenever you want to come. So
Brilliant.
thank you so much for everything that you've done, and thank you for leading the service today. You're right, the coffee morning is still going to continue, and we've got various services planned. So X Valley, there will be a supplement coming out which will have the service rota, and you'll also have a rota, won't you, Robert?
I'll send something out by email. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've got a Zoom carol service with singing planned, and outdoor carol singing for everybody of whichever church at Crewes Mortchard. The Wednesday after next, but all of that and other things will be advertised. So do please go on the website or look out for the supplement. Thank you very much, Justin. Over to you now.
Brilliant stuff. Yes, do keep an eye out for on your emails and for the updates to find out all the things that are going on as we go into Advent outside of lockdown. Lots to take in. But once again, it's been a pleasure being with you and to lead this service today. So we just take just a few moments to still our hearts and minds and recognize the presence of God with us. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the dark, the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Now come to a time of confession, where we think about those things that have created barriers in our relationships with one another, our neighbours, and our God. Come, let us return to the Lord and say, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us. Deliver us from judgment. Bind up our wounds and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our appointed psalm today is Psalm 85, verses 1 to 2 and 8 through to verse 13. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our first reading is from 2 Peter, verses 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through to 15. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for those things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now going to read our canticle, A Song of the Wilderness from Isaiah 35. The refrain is, lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings. Let us say that together. Lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings. The wilderness and the dry land shall rejoice. The desert shall blossom and burst into song. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weary hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to the anxious, be strong, fear not. Your God is coming with judgment, coming with judgment to save you. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The ransomed of the Lord shall return with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Joy and gladness shall be theirs, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings. Our gospel reading this morning is from St. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Shall we pray? Loving Father, open the eyes and ears of our hearts so that we may see and hear something of you today. In Jesus' name, amen. In his global racing adventures, my twin brother Nathan has a story or two to tell, particularly running across the desert, bitten by a snake in China, running in the highest recorded temperatures in South Africa, having his water bottle stolen by a monkey in Sri Lanka, and a fellow runner hitching a lift on a motorbike. A bit of cheating going on there. But in 2018, during a 400 kilometer race across the Gobi Desert, Nathan had perhaps the most extraordinary tale. With just 75 kilometers to go, Nathan was going strong and had moved up to second place. However, plummeting temperatures and high altitude, darkness and sleep-deprived exhaustion, Nathan became disorientated and delirious and had wandered wildly off track. Nathan's GPS screen had stuck, and without a map due to strict Chinese security protocols, he found himself completely lost in the wilderness, with nothing but clear trails and mountains in several directions. Blowing his emergency whistle, shouting into the desert, a lone voice in the wilderness, hot, low on water, an unworkable satellite phone, Nathan just led on his pack in the sun and waited in hope that he would be found. Who is this strange looking chap out on his own in the wilderness, munching on bugs and wild honey, shouting aloud about turning back and a spirit? No, I'm not talking about a lost runner, but a messenger of God who had come to prepare the way for the promised Messiah. Our gospel reading today describes John the Baptist, himself a lone voice in the wilderness. He's saying, "I'm not the savior of the world, but someone far greater than me has come. And through him, all hope and life is given in its fullness. And for those who turn to him, he will pour out his spirit." Mark proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ, God not far away, detached, but God coming right into the world, Emmanuel, God with us. This is good news indeed. John the Baptist's ministry had shocked the Jewish world. Under Herod and the Roman Empire, they'd been waiting expectantly, looking for a sign from God, waiting for God's promise to be fulfilled, but they hadn't expected it to look like this. A rather eccentric fellow proclaiming repentance and forgiveness of sins in the wilderness. Now, Advent is a time of waiting, a time of waiting for the Lord, for preparing to meet God face to face. But it is a liminal space between the past and the future. The kingdom that Jesus, our Lord, initiated in his first coming, mentioned here, and the kingdom fulfilled in Jesus Christ's second coming. And like God's people, Israel, waiting for their promised deliverance, we live in the meantime, waiting, and it may indeed feel to us like a wilderness. The wilderness can feel like a place of challenge, struggle, fear, and hunger, but also a place of discovery, new beginnings, and transformation. And not only a physical experience, metaphorically, a desert place might be a sense of peace, silence, solitude, or even a place of loneliness, indecision, or depression. This year's pandemic may seem like, for many, a wilderness wandering and waiting. We've lived a national experience of this very nature, collective uncertainty, loss, even fear, perhaps not seen since wartime, waiting in government-imposed lockdown from the threat of an invisible virus. We may feel in a place of wilderness wondering, not knowing whether we will contract the virus or unknowingly pass it on. Isolation and the impact on psychological well-being, it may feel like we're in the wilderness. Unemployment, a health concern, delays in treatment or an operation, waiting in the wilderness. Financial wilderness, trying to get out of debt. And some of us may be in unknown spiritual territory, tired, lockdown fatigue, not just in need of physical rest, but in need, as much in need of spiritual replenishment, in real need of an encounter with the very real and holy presence of God, where you can experience the grace, provision, and loving goodness of the presence of God. Now, when we're scared or unsure, we may feel it's best to separate ourselves from others, friends, or church. But it's in community like this where we love, support, and encourage one another in good times and bad. And we weep with those who weep and pray for one another and our world. And yet it will end. There will be a release and there is hope. And many of us will have grown and learned so much about ourselves in this process. But it is hard to see in the wilderness. I want to say Advent this year provides us with a unique opportunity to step away from getting caught in the chaotic rat race of public present shopping, rushing and busyness, but to instead establish our own place of wilderness waiting, a time of quiet to reflect on the reason for the hope and be prepared to encounter and be transformed as we engage with God to deepen that relationship our heart seeks, allowing the Spirit to strengthen our inner being. Now, scripture is rich with references to the wilderness. And what we discover is that it's a place of change, where people are formed and transformed as they wait on God, sometimes in the most challenging of situations, a place of encounter as they meet with God. And the place of wilderness wandering becomes a place of provision, of deepening faith and new beginnings. St. Mark reassures us in our gospel reading that the wilderness can be the beginning of something new, just as it was in the time of Jesus's first coming. A question: what does the wilderness mean to you? How do we experience or encounter God in the wilderness places of life? Jesus's first coming, concluding with his death, resurrection, and return to the Father, was not the end, of course. Scripture affirms he will return, but a time unknown to us. And how do we use this time well? In today's epistle we heard earlier, St. Peter asks us what sort of people ought we to be as Advent people in the waiting. Well, we're to wait expectantly, hopefully, patiently. And the challenge for us is to use this time well. And we have been challenged this year, challenged in our patience, challenged in our waiting, challenged in our discernment, separating the wheat from the chaff of what we hear and see. And St. Peter, writing to encourage and challenge the early believers, themselves experiencing a wilderness time of societal marginalization and persecution says, verse 8 to 9, this one fact, namely, that the Lord one day, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. For God does not want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. The Lord is not slow about his promise to return, but his apparent delay is an expression of his divine patience and merciful love. You know, in the present climate in which fake news and competing opinions obscure the very notion of truth, it is spiritual food to be in a wilderness of waiting, to know our God is the Lord of time, Lord of the ages, and Lord of every moment. God is sovereign. God has it in hand. God is in control. And we're challenged in our response to identify the gifts this season of waiting, the season of the pandemic have brought, amongst, of course, the many difficulties, to identify the opportunities amidst the obvious barriers, and to potentially shape our futures for the new normal that will emerge from all the change that is going on. And it's an inspiring testimony to see so many of you gathered here online this morning and via Zoom and on the conference call, emerging like me from a pre-COVID technological wilderness to seize an opportunity to still gather in community, to still worship together, to still pray together to our Lord and King and build each other up as Christ Church united. And as Peter counsels his believers, his listeners, to be people of godliness, holiness, and peace in the waiting, we can only do that by seeking first the face of Christ, the Prince of Peace. And what we will find is that we are changed inside with new energy to sustain us. So in this wilderness of waiting and wondering, we are called to create the space to listen to God, to allow him to speak to us in that still, quiet voice. And I believe that it is in often the places of stillness and quiet where we open ourselves up and hear him clearest in the whisper, in the gentle whisper to our hearts. And may we be like the crowds in our gospel reading, flocking from the city and the countryside to a desert place, seeking to hear a voice, longing for direction for the future, for good news, for God's intervention in our lives and the life of our communities and the world. And the fellow in the camel hair with a leather belt points us right back to Jesus, to see God by looking at Christ, who wants the best for our lives, loves us so infinitely that he would give of himself on the cross for us, for our salvation and for our sins. And his ask is for us to change our direction toward him, repent, believe, and trust in him. You know, the moment we're despairing, where hope is at our lowest ebb, that Advent moment where we're called to a deepening faith can be a place of new beginnings and transformation, to make space in our lives to listen and abide in him, resting on his promises. Advent takes us to the wilderness with John the Baptist to point in hope and trust in the Lord's coming, to long and wait expectantly for the day he comes again. But we're invited to see his presence in the world today, to drink from the living water of the Holy Spirit that flows and lives in us, and allow that to overflow from our lives and spill out as we share the love and hope of Christ with others. Now, all the world's Christmas trees, shiny decorations and presents are just simply a wilderness of a life without God. But through the witness of our lives, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, can speak out of the wilderness places we have lived, wandered, and come through. And my brother, he was found in the wilderness, revived, refreshed, redirected. He went on to complete the race. In this time of waiting we call Advent, let us be thankful, embrace and make the most of this season. And may it be a place of discovery, of spiritual nourishment and encounter. Shall we pray? Father, God of love and power, bring your quietness into our busy lives, your presence into our wilderness wanderings and waiting. Refresh us with the food of your word so that we can have strength for all that lies ahead. Help us to make room this Advent for the surprising, the personal, the quiet, the life-changing and life-transforming peace and power of your presence in our lives and our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We're now going to have a piece of reflective music, which will lead nicely into our intercessions. It gives us a moment to hold in our hearts our world and guides us in some of those reflections. We'll begin to play that now.
You're listening to Pause, Pray from Engage Worship.
Ago, before the coming of Jesus, the people of Israel were exiled, taken captive, and removed from their promised land. And after their return from exile, their land was occupied by the Roman Empire. Through their suffering, they held on to God's promise given to Isaiah. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. The people of Israel longed for this Messiah, Emmanuel, to come and bring freedom from exile and oppression. Sometimes we might feel like exiles, as though we don't fit in, and that God's promises are far away. Perhaps you know of people who are especially struggling with mourning, loneliness, or captivity right now. Use the words of this hymn to pray for these people and for other aspects of our broken world. Ask that God might be Emmanuel, God with us, in situations of struggle, pain, and tyranny.
Exile.
pray for places of darkness that you are aware of. Name situations, people, or nations where you long to see God's light break in and disperse death's dark shadows.
Shall we continue in a posture of prayer with our intercessions? In joyful expectation of his coming to our aid, let us pray to Jesus our Lord, who ever lives to make intercession for us. Lord of the Church, come to your Church as Lord and Judge, empowered by your Spirit, all Christian people, and the work of your Church in every land. Especially we pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Help us to live in the light of your coming and give us a longing for your kingdom. Give us grace to proclaim and live out the gospel joyfully in word and deed. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Saviour of the world, come to your world as King of the nations. Be present in all places of suffering, violence, and pain, and bring hope even in the darkest night. We pray for Ethiopia, for Sudan, for nations entrapped in conflict and violence, for refugees and all who are in danger. Inspire us to continue your work of reconciliation today. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Great Physician, come to the suffering as Saviour and Comforter. Stretch out your hands to bring healing and wholeness, peace, to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Especially we pray for Pam, Jacques, Trish, Jen, Catherine, Derek, Brian, Lorraine, Richard, David, Peter, Christine, Ben, Jennifer, Jean, Rosemary, Nigel, and Mavis. Fill us with compassion that we may be channels of healing love. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Shepherd and guardian of our souls, guide and enable all who lead and serve this nation and our local communities and those we depend on for our daily needs. Grant that we may seek the peace and welfare of this place. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Conqueror of death, remember for good those whom we love but see no longer. Especially we remember Caroline Dudley Williams, Joe Hill, David Froome, Ray Collins, Gaynor Grimston, Dorothy Montague. Comfort those who mourn and help us all to live this day in the sure and certain hope of your eternal victory. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, with power and great glory. Do not delay. Give new courage to your people who trust in your love. By your coming, raise us to share in the joy of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray together the collect for the day. O Lord, raise up, we pray, your power and come among us, and with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help and deliver us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Final blessing. May God the Father, who loved the world so much, he sent his only Son to come among us in great humility. Open your eyes to look for his coming again. Amen. May God the Son give you grace to live in the light of his coming as Redeemer and Judge. Amen. May God the Spirit free you from sin, make you holy, and bring you to eternal life. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen. There draws a close to our service this morning. It's been wonderful to be with you. May I thank you all, and I hope very much to see you all very soon. Go well, God bless, peace be with you. Have a great rest of the day today.
Bye, Justin. See you later.
Bye.
Good indeed.
Look out for our online Christmas service, which should be up this week sometime.